What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 428 of the Action Movie Guys podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and my co-host is
Alex Figueroa.
And on this episode, we are continuing on with our Assassination Month, movies about assassins, hired killers, ninjas, all that kind of stuff. And we are joined by a special guest. You heard him on our last episode. He's back for another. His name is Rich. Rich, say hello and let everyone know where they can find you.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it. You can find me at TurnerFan77 on Instagram and TurnerFan77 on YouTube.
There he is. You could follow him there. He does great videos. He reviews movies. Follow him on Letterboxd. Follow him on Instagram. All that good stuff. All right. Now, I know this was a first-time watch for you, Rich.
Oh, Alex, yeah,
you had seen this movie before?
Me?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw it before.
Okay, yeah. So me and Alex, not a first-time watch. Rich, no. A first-time watch. So I love whenever we do a first-time watch. I mean, I have some are first-time watch for me, but I like when other people have them because I like to hear their thoughts on movies that I've seen. So I'm interested to talk about this. Before we do, let's go over some Rotten Tomatoes scores and give you a little, you know me, when I host, I like to just give a little bit of background on the movie. And so this one is a movie from 2007. Smoking Aces, directed by Joe Carnahan, written and directed by Joe Carnahan. If you're not familiar just with the name, he, of course, did Narc, which is a great movie. Then there was this one, The A-Team, which me and Alex reviewed here on the podcast already. And The Gray with Liam Neeson. Those are kind of his like most well-known movies. Mm. This one has an insane cast. Okay, I'm not even going to tell you who plays who. I'm just going to read the names of the cast. And they're all like people you know, even if they're a small role. So you got Ben Affleck, Ryan Reynolds, Andy Garcia, Chris Pine, Common, Jeremy Piven, Ray Liotta. You got Alicia Keys, Taraji P. Henson, Kevin Durand, Jason Bateman, Peter Berg, the director. Peter Berg stars in this movie. And for some people, this was like Chris Pine was not a big name when he did this movie. He kind of blew up after this movie. Ben Affleck, who was a name, and he's in like a really small role. He got like 5 minutes of screen time in this. Bateman, 5 minutes of screen time. I know you're probably sad about that, Rich, because that's your boy.
I was.
He's only in a little. Matthew Fox, I forgot. He's in this from Lost as like a security guy with a mullet. So it's a who's who of actors. Let me tell you about these Rotten Tomatoes scores. Let me tell you, because so far, everything I've said, you might be sitting at home thinking, wow, good, cool director. What a cast. Well, the audience score for this one, 62%. So it is fresh, but it's not like mega high. Okay. The critic score is closer to London Has Fallen. This has a 31% critic score. So pretty low. Do you guys find these numbers surprising having now watched? I'll go to you, Rich, since this is your first time watch. Do you find those numbers surprising or in line with what you thought they would be?
I'm a little surprising because I had a lot of fun with this movie and I don't know how I'd never watched this movie. Like, I've heard about it, but I've never, like, sat down and watched it. I was like, oh my gosh. And then I see all these people popping up, and I was like, what the hell? And I was like,
where's this been all my life?
That's kind of what I thought. And I didn't know until after I watched the movie who directed it, because I wasn't paying attention to the titles. Mm. I thought it was a Guy Ritchie movie. I really did.
It is like a little bit Guy Ritchie, a little bit Tony Scott, a little bit Quentin Tarantino, like, yeah, all rolled up into a ball.
Yeah, this was a lot of fun, and I'm kind of shocked how low that all really right. was.
Alex, you surprised or not?
I'm a little surprised. The critics, I already knew the critics were going to be...
They're wild.
They're nuts in terms of that, but yeah, nothing crazy.
I'm surprised with the audience score, because 62 seems low for this type of movie, and everyone I know in my personal life, like, that has seen this likes this movie. So like, I haven't met a bunch of people who are like, oh, I don't like it. I'm sure they exist, obviously, but I don't know many. So I was like, I thought it would be in the 70s, to be honest, maybe like 75, 76.
Yeah.
But 62, I mean, it's still fresh. Anyway, who cares? This is my first time. I've seen this movie. I saw this at the theater. I've probably seen it two or three times on Blu-ray. Like, this is my first time watching the 4K. So, and it's the first time I've seen it in a few years. So I'm interested.
Oh, this is on 4K?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I'm going to have
to. You may not have to upgrade, Rich.
No, we'll it's not a good book. It's not a book.
Oh, it's not?
It's not good.
It looks like, doesn't it? I can tell the difference. It looked like everyone I've ever seen. It didn't look any. And it's because
so
of
I just
the
get the Blu-ray
style.
Be okay.
Yeah. Blu-ray's fine, honestly. And that's just because of the filming style more than anything.
Yeah.
It is shot in a way that looks kind of
grainy.
How it looks anyway. So the 4K didn't add much. But either way, it's my first time watching it in 4K.
Well, thanks for heads up.
Yep. If you do want it, if you get it for cheap, I say go for it. It comes with both anyway. Now, this one's going to be tough. I'm going to tell you guys how we're going to break this down because this is an ensemble movie through and through. There's 150 characters. characters. It is not like good, bad, right? Or lead and villain. So here's how we'll break this down to make it easy for us. For the leads, we're going to lump in all the good guys. So the FBI characters, Ryan Reynolds, Ray Liotta, Andy Garcia. That's who we'll do for lead. And then for the villains, we'll kind of have to just lump in everyone else because they're all bad. Well,
Jeremy Piven could be a good guy because technically he doesn't do nothing. I mean, besides,
no, he's involved in the mafia though. He's a, but you can put him there because he's going to be the witness, but he is a bad guy. But we'll lump him in here. Yeah, we'll lump him in.
Yeah, because he's not technically the bad guy because they're going after him. For some reason.
Who's going after him? Well, everybody's going after him.
Yeah. Everyone's going after Jeremy Piven. So technically he is.
Yes, because he is involved in criminal activities in the mafia. He broke up this mafia house, the La Cosa Nostra thing, but he's now going to be a witness. He's a key witness for the FBI. So we'll lump him in with the FBI. So Piven, Liotta, Reynolds, Garcia, just as a group, however you want to do it. Rich, we'll start with you. You're the guest. What do you think of our main good guys here?
Okay. Anybody that knows me knows I do not like Ryan Reynolds. Oh, can't stand him. But he was actually really good in this. This is probably one of his better roles outside of Deadpool. And I was like, oh my gosh, he actually had a little depth to him. And I like that. You can't go wrong with Ray Liotta. Really? Does he ever do? I mean, he's Ray Liotta and everything, but you can't go wrong with that. And who else did you say was?
Andy Garcia
is Andy Garcia. He's another one of those actors to me that's kind of the same in everything he does. He was good in it. Really have no complaints.
Jeremy Piven?
Oh, I don't like that dude. I think he's so overrated. I don't like him at all. He's serviceable.
Oh, the bail bondsmen were good guys too. Ben Affleck, Peter Berg, and the guy who gets his hand shot off, his fingers shot off.
Yeah.
I was surprised, you know, that I didn't know when this movie, what year was this
2007.
Made? 2007. I was kind of surprised to see Ben Affleck just killed, like kind of written off, just shot and killed and then dumped in the water.
Oh, 2006. My bad. This was 2006.
That kind of shocked me. Yeah. They were playing this like oddball characters, which made it more fun, I thought. So for lead, I gotta pull up my notes. I am giving it a 5.
Ooh. Okay. All right. And funny note about the Ben Affleck thing. I did watch one of the special features after, and he said, you know, hopefully they don't put me in the poster because I die. I'm only in the movie for 5 minutes. It was fun. It was like a very self-aware thing when he agreed to be in the movie where he's like, well, I'm going to have a good time and then die. All right, Alex, what did you think?
Okay. So let's put it, I'm not going to say used to like. This movie I liked. Changed. Ooh, on the rewatch. Okay. So in terms of, let's get with the heroes, right? In terms of hero, Jeremy Piven, I think, I'm not going to talk about the actor because I agree with Rich. I'm not too crazy with the actor, but we always do the character. I thought the character was really good. A magician. So he's doing all these stuff with the cards. I thought that was really fun. I was like, whoa, this dude's doing stuff with the cards. I thought he was really good. The character was really well. I was confused most of the time with the character because he's mostly like cocained out throughout almost the whole thing. And he's crying. And then like even my man Booger from Revenge of the Nerds is like his lawyer. And they're talking to each other. And I'm just like, what is going on with this character? Ryan Reynolds and Ray Liotta were very good together as the cop, the FBIs. I thought they worked very well. I liked them in here. Their storyline was really good. But again, all these characters are like very wrong place, wrong time type of scenarios. Then you had like scenarios that are just so weird. On top of that, like you had a guy that, I mean, I guess goes in the bad guy section. But then you had a guy who could infiltrate anybody, and I was confused.
The guy from Dark Knight, the guy who's like
the
guy who's the mayor or whatever.
Yeah,
he's from Lost too.
He was in Lost and Bates Motel also.
Killed his boy from Lost. That's messed up.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. He
was that scene always made me sad. I'm like, I felt bad for that guy. Like, why you gotta do it like that?
But Ray Liotta, Jeremy Piven. What was the other guy?
Andy Garcia.
Andy Garcia.
And then they got the bail bondsman guys. Peter Berg, Ben Affleck.
Oh, they were good, but they were so short. Mm-hmm. Like all the big actors. Well, I mean, they're not big actors except Ben Affleck. But other than that, they were all well-known. They all got tapped off like mad quick. I was like, Jesus. But I like the way they did though with Chris Pine's crazy group.
Making him talk.
Yeah.
Heaven is beautiful.
Yeah. Funny. Yeah. So, I mean, I gave it a 4 for lead characters.
All right. So I'll run through this real quick. Ryan Reynolds, Ray Liotta, love them together in this movie, actually. They got that thing of like they're co-workers, but also Ray Liotta's like older and he's a superior. So it's almost like a father-son, but also just friends. Like they get along. They like working together. I think Ryan Reynolds is really good in this movie. I've never hated him at all in movies, but here he plays it serious. There's like a little bit of banter in the van, but nothing over the top. His humor is like dialed all the way down. Liotta's great. I like Andy Garcia as an actor. He's fine. He was the right pick for that role. Just like he seems like he'd be the head of something. You know what I mean? FBI guy. Cool. It works. Nothing spectacular, but it's fine. Also kind of crooked because he ends up kind of turning on his boys there at the end. And I do like that. It adds a little bit of, you know, something to an otherwise pretty straightforward character. The Bail Bondsmen, they're one of my favorite groups. And I agree, like, and it's mostly because Peter Berg and Martin Henderson are so funny. Like, he's always getting mad at him. He's like, what? Like, when he's in the car, he's like knocking on the window and he's telling him to come out the car, or they're at the bar. They fight like they've been friends for like a long time and they just bicker. I do like that. It was a lot of fun. And Jeremy Piven, okay, I liked him on Entourage, the little bit of Entourage I watched. I mean, it feels like that kind of smarmy jerk, basically. Here, interesting character, not just a magician, he's like the 5-time Vegas Showman of the Year. Like, he's like a big deal, but he's also involved in crime. And then there's some twists and turns that we'll get to in storyline with his character and who he really is. I thought he was fine. Anyone could have played that. I don't think it was like necessarily a meaty role for him to do. He's like always staring at the ceiling. And like you say, he's always crying and doing weird eye stuff. I don't know. But overall, I give the good guys a 4. As well, I think they're mostly fun, quirky. Like you said, they all have... One thing I like is that everyone's different. Nobody in this movie feels like the same as another guy. They are all very unique, even if they only have like 10 minutes of screen time. Jason Bateman is super weird in this movie.
Oh, yeah,
he's like a loser. He got a bunny rabbit helmet thing.
He's got pimples all over his face.
Yeah, he's wearing like ladies' underwear in one scene when they call him on the phone. Like, what is going on with this guy?
He died laughing.
Some funny lines, though. He did have some funny lines. Okay, villains. So for the villain categories, we're going to go assassins. All right, so you got Taraji and Alicia Keys. You got everybody. The Tremor Brothers. That's Chris Pine, Kevin Durant, that little bald guy. Common is he's a bad guy. He's a security for a bad guy. I totally forgot Joel Edgerton was in this movie too, as the Russian guy who dies and comes back as the bald guy. And then who's the other? Oh, and then the guy from Lost, eyeliner guy.
Assassin guy. Yeah,
yeah. He's also a main villain. So we'll go there. Alex, what did you think of the bad guy side of things?
I thought the bad guys were good. They were all quirky. They all had their shtick. Mm-hmm. In terms of quirkiness and how they get their jobs done. But what's kind of funny is that they all do this stuff and they never got to Jeremy Piven.
No, Common's the only one.
It was the only one. Other than that, everybody never got to that floor, which is kind of funny. But at the end of the day, they were okay. Nothing crazy. I thought the Tremor Brothers, out of all of them, were the highlight because they reminded me dudes from Borderlands, the skinny guy.
Crazy.
Yeah, I thought that was funny. I like when he was... I don't know why, but I laugh a lot during this scene. It's when Alicia Keys opens the door, right? And they're changing. And then you see Chris Pine eating the Cheetos. And he's like... And he's looking at her. He's like eating the Cheetos. I thought that was...
She's like, I'll get the next one.
I thought that was really funny. I was like, oh, man. I was like, okay. But like, other than that, I like the dude from Lost, the Spanish guy with the knife. Thing.
He seemed like a Bond villain.
He very Bond villain. I was just like, geez.
Chewed off his finger. He has no fingerprints.
Yeah. So, I mean, at the end of the day, like, I gave it another 4 for the villains because they still didn't get to the hero. At the end of the day, they all just went at each other. Well, not really. It was the FBI versus the guy from Lost and lived.
Then and you a got lot other of them characters. Die.
Yeah.
A good amount of them.
No, a good amount of them did die, but most of the main ones survived on that situation.
Alicia Keys survived.
Yep.
Common the guy from survived. Lost. Which one?
The guy who killed Ray Liotta.
Yeah, they imply that he's still alive because his little sword comes out or whatever. And that's it.
The Tremor Brothers all died.
The bald guy lived. Lazarus Pitt. He lived. He got away.
Is he technically a bad guy, though?
Yeah, he is a contract killer. But the thing is, the only reason I didn't love him in is because he's an actor. And then he's playing Joel Edgerton. Like, he's in disguise most of the time.
Yeah.
So it's like, can he, as a character, he's not even himself. You don't really know much about, he's interesting. He's actually, I think he's in the sequel, too. There's a Smoking Aces 2. I think he's in that one, too.
What? Straight to DVD. There's a sequel?
Yeah, it was straight to DVD. It was not good. But he's in it. That guy's in it. I think he's the only one that returned. Oh. So I didn't even really consider him because he's just kind of in disguise the whole time.
Yeah, I gave it a 4 for villains.
Okay, Rich.
I dug the villains. My favorite set were the Lady Assassins, Alicia Keys, and I love the banter they had back and forth. I liked the Chris Pine group. What'd you call them?
The Tremors Brothers.
I almost said the Trailer Trash Brothers, but I don't know why.
Trailer Trash Brothers is fits.
The way Chris Pine was awesome in this, because I was watching, I was like, man, that looks like Chris Pine. And then I was like, that is Chris Pine. And his whole mannerisms. And then when he's at the end where he's walking out and he's getting into his car and he's trying to play the FBI. Yeah. I was like, oh, come on, man. No one is going to buy that. And just the whole dialogue there. I thought that was great. Common just really a cool actor. I like him.
Yeah, he's good.
This was a good role for him. He never did too much. He was cool.
Yeah.
Like, you know, security guard kind of thing. I agree. I thought this was a good role.
And the lost guy, you guys already covered that pretty well. I thought he was pretty cool. And so my total, I lost my notes again, is a 4 for villains.
Okay. All right. I agree with both of you. I also gave it a 4. The Tremor Brothers are hilarious. I don't care. They're kind of gross, but that part where the dude's like taking a piss and then he all of a sudden just runs and they start wrestling. Choke slams him onto the hood. Like, it makes me laugh every time. I don't know why. He's like, he's about to do like a freaking power bomb and Chris Pine's like, get in the car. Like let's get out of here. Like, what are they doing? But yeah, they're funny. Also, I think they have like one of the best scenes when the elevator opens in slow motion and they come running out of the smoke and Chris Pine just throws the two, like he throws like two grenades or something in the air. The other dude has a chainsaw all of a sudden. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. So I like that. I do like Alicia Keys and Taraji. I like Taraji P. Henson in this movie. I think she's funny. She's like constantly hitting on her a little bit. You know what I mean? And she's jealous when she sees him with Common and all this stuff, but she got the 50 cal. We'll talk about it in action. She got the 50 cal. She's just up there's like a sniper. I like their banter. I like their meeting when they're explaining like their plan to the mafia guy. So that was cool. And then the Spanish guy, he's cool. I do like him. He's mysterious. You know, they have background on him, but he's kind of a chameleon. He goes in, he walks in as a fake FBI agent. Then all of a sudden he has a security jacket on. Then, you know, he's taking Ray Liotta up. He's like calm and cool. Like, I thought he was good, but none, like, because it's spread out across so many people, it's hard to give a 5. So I also gave it a 4, and I like Common as well. So I gave it a 4. So we're all on agreement on that one. All right, let's get to what we are all here for, which is action. In action movies, Rich, what did you think of the action in this movie?
I thought it was cool, especially towards the end when all the shit's going down. And I know it's my favorite is the elevator scene. Just when them two just start shooting each other. I like the camera work.
Oh,
I
thought Ray Liotta?
Yeah, Ray Liotta and Lost Guy. I don't know why.
Lost Guy.
I really like that. You brought up the sniper rifle. What'd you call it? 50 cal?
50 cal, yeah.
Yeah, 50 cal.
And then when she shoots him, they just go boof. They just go flying. Is that realistic? I don't know.
They would explode.
No.
They wouldn't even fly. They would literally blow up.
A 50 caliber would destroy you.
That's why, remember, Alicia Keys, like, are you trying to shoot down a jet engine? Like, what?
Yeah.
Why did you bring that gun?
You ever see Rambo 4?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know when he turns him into ground beef?
Yeah.
That's a 50 caliber. That was a machine gun version of it.
Yeah.
So imagine a sniper. That's more. That hits harder. So they could fly, or if she hits him in the head, it's going to explode.
Yep.
The bullets are like this big, bro. Bullets are like that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's a big bullet.
And if you notice, sorry, Rich, when she shoots it, because they had her shoot a real one with blanks, she almost falls out the chair.
Yeah.
And Taraji said it was scary to shoot it because it was like loud and huge.
And I just, the visual of them just flying was pretty cool. I liked that. Just that whole sequence when all the chaos is going on. It was at the lobby, right? The elevator lobby. And
you're on the penthouse lobby. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that whole sequence. Even when, I don't know why, it kind of reminded me of Daredevil a little bit, is where they got that Russian guy coming up, he's walking up and it's just one little shot of the masquerade guy. What is?
Oh, Laszlo Soot?
Yeah, he just shoots him. I don't know why I liked that scene. I just did. And yeah, I give the action a 4.
When he goes to get Vitoli, and he just shoots him in the chest and splats on the wall. Yeah. Action. I think I know what you're going to say, but I'm going to let you go ahead and say it. So what do you think of the action here?
So it's really funny. Well, before I go, Rich, you know a Desert Eagle, the gun?
No.
You ever seen a Desert Eagle gun?
A handgun? It's a handgun? Really big?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You ever seen those? That's a 50 caliber hand version.
Oh shit!
The one that Agent Smith shoot
elephants.
The one that Agent Smith shoots at Neo when he's going koosh, koosh. That's a 50 caliber of a pistol.
Damn.
Yeah. Those are and it shoots through walls. Like that's real. That's really weird. But anyway, me action. Okay, I was not as crazy with the action in this one, but I'm gonna give it a 4. I did like the 50 caliber sniper thing. I thought it was really dope. Like when she got mad and she's like, ah, she's like poof poof, and it's just shooting through, and dudes are flying and exploding and all this. And I was like, wow, my only gripe that was annoying was that these guys were shooting their pistols out the window. I was like, you're not shooting. I mean, you should have figured out that it was coming from the other building. Your pistols are not gonna go that way. Literally, it was just a waste. But I liked it though. I thought it was pretty cool. I like the elevator scene with Diego. That's the guy who's from Lost. He's that whole scene with Ray Liotta. They look at each other and they're like, peh, peh. I thought that scene was actually pretty cool. Well done. I like the Tremors though. I don't know. Those guys are really dope. I liked them. I liked when they played the Motorhead music. Yeah. It's like mad loud rock music. And then the car goes forward and it went, and then it went backwards. And then he shot Ben Affleck and all of them. Yeah. I thought that shit was funny. All you hear is motor breath. I thought it brought, you know what it is? It's like, because if you know, I don't know if you noticed in the movie, each character had different music when they went on screen. So every time the Tremors came on, it was like loud rock music from like the 80s or something. And I thought that was pretty cool and unique. So every time they came on straight on screen, I did like the dude that played Blob from the Tremors when he had when they killed his brother, he went rah with the chainsaw and he hit the chandelier. I was like, really, dude?
he gets the worst death.
Ever he does.
And he falls ass first on the chainsaw.
Yeah. that is the worst. I thought that was funny. The beginning when they show him dragging Chris Pratt and they're shooting the Tremors.
He's carrying the one brother on his back.
Yeah. That, I thought that stuff was funny. I mean, the movie doesn't have as much crazy action that you think it would for a thing that called Smoking Aces, to be really honest with you. I mean, it has a lot of memorable sequences in the film. And then, of course, you have the, I don't know if it falls under action, but with Ryan Reynolds pulling the plug on the two characters, which I thought, first of all, I'll talk about the storyline. But anyway, I thought it was a 4. I thought it was great. I thought it was great.
All right. I thought, well, I did not know this was going to happen. I'm the low man on the action. I thought Alex was going to be with me on the score. I gave it a 3 because you just said something that I 100% agree. There's not a lot of action in this movie as much as I remember. I haven't seen it in years, but I remember there being more. It's the reason I thought that is because the action that's there is really good. Like, it's memorable. It's just that it's all at one time. Like, it's a lot of story. This is mostly a plot-driven movie. Like, there's like a lot of characters, a lot of storyline of like trying to get this thing and why are they hiring all these assassins and the guy wants his heart and you don't know why. And then there's some twists and some turns towards the end of who's who and what's what. And then in between there, you get these little bursts of action. But Joe Carnahan shoots them really good. I agree with you guys. I think the elevator scene is great, especially when like the lights go out and then you just see the pop, 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 the muzzle flashes when they're shooting each other. That was cool. I love that. I mentioned it already. The Tremor brothers, when they come running out of the smoking elevator, throws the thing and then they just start like killing people. You have like FBI, the security, the assassins, and in all that chaos you got Taraji shooting a 50 cal from the other building. Just like it's kind of scary at any time if you stand up, like you just get blasted across the room. It was fun, but it's short. It's not a ton of it. It's only a little bit when I'm now watching it. So I gave it a 3. Mostly because I think it's well executed. I just wish there was more. Yeah. And the ending you mentioned, Alex, actually, there was an alternate ending that I watched before. They called it the cowboy ending. Ryan Reynolds, instead of pulling the plug, he shoots them. Like Andy Garcia tells him all the stuff. And he's like, are we clear? And then Ryan Reynolds is like, yeah, we're clear. And then he walks away. In the movie, he goes in the room, he closes the door, he sits down, he unplugs, it's dramatic. In the original ending, he literally just turns and look and just starts shooting, pop, 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 and shoots them both, Jeremy Piven and the other guy. I actually thought that would have been a better ending.
Yeah, it was a better ending. Oh. Yeah.
But they went for the more dramatic, sit on the chair, think about it. Somehow the thing is indestructible. Nobody can open that door again.
The best acting Ryan Reynolds has done in his career in those last few seconds. Yes. You got the tears coming down his face. You can see great makeup work on him because I bought it. I think that's the best acting he's done in years.
I think it's stupid that the director of the FBI can't open that door. Doesn't make sense. But
I agree. Okay. But I totally agree. But just that one shot of him sitting there pulling the plugs, he dropping his gun, taking his badge, putting it down, and then just the look of tears in his face, like he knows what he did. I like that. I like that shot.
I wish he shot him. I wish he shot him. I'm here for the action. I wish he shot him.
Right, I get it.
Three for me. 4 and 4 for you guys. All right. Let's talk about it's a lot of storyline here. Alex, what did you think?
A 2.
Ooh, okay.
And this is why I was bored. And I'm not going to lie. I was bored throughout the movie. I started to check out. I'm fidgeting, and I hate to fidget during movies. This movie, and this is what I would say, I used to like this movie. And I said, wow, this is really good. But then when I rewatched it, I'm like, man, this shit is boring. Like, I like the characters. Don't get me wrong. I think the characters were placed in the right places. I just think the storyline of itself was boring. You had the FBI in the beginning listening in on the call. And then they were like putting the messages out that, you know, this person and whatever. And now all of a sudden, all these hitmen are coming in. But from point A towards the ending, if it wasn't the action, it would have been a boring ass movie. It was just talking. Jeremy Piven is smoking, snorting cocaine and throwing cards and playing with his cards. And then the black guy is picking up the drunk women that are naked on the floor. Like, I just felt the pacing was slow. And not as much build for me. I don't know what you guys are going to say, but for me, it just felt slow. Not as much buildup as I thought it would be. Even towards the ending, like with Alicia Keys, I was like, oh, this is pretty cool. But then I was just like, oh man, after the action sequences, it was just like, eh. Like even the ending with Ryan Reynolds, you mean to tell me that you got this high profile guy and there's no other cops in there to protect that guy? Like, it's just, oh, okay, you're good. Knowing mentally that this guy is not good, but you're going to leave him in the room with the guy who killed his partner. Well, they killed his partner because of this guy. They're going to leave him there by himself. And he locks himself in a room that now miraculously is bulletproof and shattered proof. They can't go through this door. And I was just like,
the fact that he can't just open it. How does he not have access to open
it? Exactly. It was really stupid. It didn't make sense. I totally agree with Nate. If it was the original where he shoots them, it would have made more sense because then he could have just opened the door, grabbed them, threw them on the floor, arrested him for killing these two guys. But no, I liked the drama-ness. It was cool. But at the end, it took forever for him to figure it out and pull the plug. And then these guys can't open the door. They're smashing things on glass proof door. The doctor was there. He didn't do nothing. He's in the other side. It just did not work for me. Didn't work for me in terms. I guess for me, it didn't work anymore. So I gave it a 2. For
all DC. Right. Interesting. All right, Rich, what do you got?
Storyline, right?
Yeah.
I give it a 3. This was, like I said, it was the first time I watched. I didn't know where it was going.
Okay.
And I got confused. I was like, where is this going?
Yeah.
You know, because it was like, what the heck? But I thought, to me, what kind of fell apart, the reveal of who the put the contract Barraza. Out.
The Barraza guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was way off.
I was like, really? I was like, that's what this is all leading to? To me, that's where it just kind of fell apart. But I still had fun. The lead up to all that, and then, like you guys, the action movie podcast, wanted the shooting. I liked the drama of
ending.
I liked that.
Yeah,
I gave it a 3.
Yeah, I don't think it's a horrible idea. I just, there's those little things about it that don't make sense to me. It's like, how can you not get in there? But whatever. All right. I agree with a lot of what you guys said, and I disagree with some of what you guys said. But as far as my score, I'm on the same team as Richard. I gave it a 3. I agree with Alex in that I think I used to like this better when I was younger than I do now. Again, when this movie came out, I was 20 years old and I saw it at the theater. Not even, I was 19. For a 19-year-old who's, you know, just getting into it was awesome. You know, I had not seen a lot of Tarantino. I had not seen a lot of Tony Scott. I had not seen a lot of Guy Ritchie. And I think all those people are better than Joe Carnahan. And I don't think Joe Carnahan's a bad director. I like Narc. I like The Gray. I like his movies, but I love those other guys. And so now, as seeing it now, it feels derivative of a lot of other stuff. It's also convoluted. The plot is very convoluted. And I have seen this movie and I was still thinking like, wait a second, why is there so much going on? Like, there's way too much happening all the time. And then for the reveal at the end where Sparazza is actually a FBI, well, he used to be an FBI agent. He's now actually a crime boss, and Andy Garcia thinks he's going to like give up all the, he might not even give him the information. So you're banking on giving a heart transplant. You're going to kill Jeremy Piven legally. give him a heart transplant. It was all very kind of like, I didn't like the turn. Like, Andy Garcia seemed legit, and then all of a sudden he's willing to be like, throw it all away. Nope, we got to save this old, he's like 90 years old. Let him die. Like, at that point, he's a crime boss. What are you trying to save him for? So I agree with Ryan Reynolds' assessment, but too much convoluted stuff, a little too familiar, a little too similar to other stuff, but not as good as any of those other things.
Yeah.
But entertaining. Like, I agree with Alex too. Like, I like the characters. They got me through it. I was never really bored, but I was confused a few times. Even having seen it, I was like, okay, there's a lot going on. So
now you guys worry me. I'm not going to enjoy it as much as the second time, a second watch.
You might. No, I mean, I still like it. I just don't love it, but I also am, you know, more seasoned as a movie watcher. So as that's a first true. Time, I do think it plays best the first time you watch it.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. You might like it less or you might like it the same. I don't know.
But even still, like, even the scene that the lawyer calls him and says, oh, the FBI pulled out. They never really told you why they pulled
out. Yeah.
And I was just like, I was just like, this shit is so dumb. Like, now that you really don't know why that is happening. Even at the end when Andy Garcia is explaining the situation, I was still confused. I was just like, what is going on? And then they show the flashback of the guy shooting the other guy in the alleyway or whatever there was. I was still confused. I was just like, what? It's like, who's this guy? Who's that guy? Like,
it's also weird because the guy did reconstructive surgery. Intentional, yeah. Cosmetic. And mm-hmm. then Andy Garcia is like, oh, it wasn't cosmetic. It was because he got shot and he had to change his identity. But then there's flashbacks of him saying, I'm going to pin my ear back. So did that not happen? Did it happen? That's where it gets a little hazy.
Yeah.
It's like,
it was just.
Too is there a director's commentary on the Blu-ray?
I don't know.
I think there is. Yeah, I think there is. Mm. You might want to watch it. It might like shed some insight because there's a lot going on with that. All right. So 3-3-2. All right. Overall score. Rich, what do you got here? Not total points, just overall movie.
Overall, I give it a 4 for a first time watch for me. This was just, I had a blast. I almost texted you. I was like, oh, I'm so glad you let me be on this one because this was a first time watch. And it's like, my mind was blown. Like, again, how did I not know about or not see this movie? I knew about it. People talk about it. And I was like, oh my God, this was just so much fun. I love watching a movie for the first time and just enjoying the fun without, you know, like we watch a lot of movies. We hear what people say, you know, and you try not to be influenced. But there's a little part of your brain where you're like, okay, I see what they're talking about. Okay. But going in this, it's like, I was like, get my cherry popped for the first time. And I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. This was fun.
The good thing is it's 19 years old. So yeah, nobody really talks about it anymore. You're past the buzz for it.
Yeah. This is bonkers, but like there was, it falls apart a little bit towards the end, but I'm okay with that. I still had a blast with it. So that's why I gave it a 4.
Nice. All right. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. I love when a first time watch hits, it's always better than it not.
I will be buying this movie.
There you go. Look for the Blu-ray.
No, get the Blu-ray for me. Sucks.
Unless the 4K, if you find it for like 10 or 15, okay.
Yeah.
But if not, don't. Alex, what did you think? Overall.
Overall, I gave it a 3. I know I was very like nitpicky with the storyline, seeing how boring it is and whatnot, but I did enjoy it for what it was. The actors all did a great job with their roles. That was fun. To me, the storyline just does not hold up as much for me anymore, but it's still a good movie. It's a movie that I could put on every other few years from now, and I'm okay to watch it. 4K is atrocious. Not a good transfer. It is. It's just a long transfer.
It looks fine, but it just looks like a Blu-ray.
Yeah, just not good.
Well, it doesn't look bad. Like, it just doesn't look like it doesn't explode.
Yeah, it just looks too
black. The 4K don't add nothing to it.
Not really. No. All right. I gave it a 4. I still like this movie. I still do. I can't say that I like it as much as when I was younger. I have more problems that I did not have then. I've also seen more movies since that time. And so it plays different now. However, I agree with Rich in that I think this movie is super entertaining. I like seeing all the crazy characters. I love the Tremor brothers. I love the Bail Bondsman guys. I like Taraji and Alicia Keys. I like Reynolds and Leota. I like how they're all in little groups, you know, because then you get the sort of play off of each other and stuff like that. And I dig it. This is like an easy watch. This got to be like the 5th or 6th time I've seen this movie. So I've seen it a lot. And to me, that's a lot. Some people watch the same movie 100 times. Not me. five or six is a lot for me. And so I think it's very good. I do think it's funny. I have the steelbook there. This is one of like the last steelbooks I bought. And it's really weird who they chose to put on the front. Like Jason Bateman is on the front and he's in the movie for like 3 minutes. Yeah, it's kind of weird. And like Andy Garcia is the biggest one. Like, why is his head so big? And here's Jason Bateman over here in yellow. But anyway, don't need the 4K for you movie collectors, you Blu-ray collectors. Blu-ray's fine. Movie's good. I enjoy it. 4 for me, 3 for Alex, 4 for Rich. Total points. Gentlemen, Alex, what's your total points?
17 out of a 25.
Okay, not horrible. Rich, what do you got?
20.
I got 19. So we're all in the same ballpark. We're all in the same ballpark here. Okay, a solid rewatch. Don't watch Smoke and Aces 2. Trust me. If ever there was a time where you just listen to me, you do not need to see part 2. The bald guy's the only one that returns. No, Vinnie Jones was in it. And a bunch of other straight to DVD actors. That's who's in it. So save your time and just, this is a one-off movie. All right, here's what we got coming up next week. We'll be wrapping up both of these. So wrapping up the franchise with Angel Has Fallen. And then wrapping up our Assassin Month with a movie that, Alex, I know you've never seen. We're going to be doing Leon the Professional. It's not really the name. The name is Leon, but in America, they called it The Professional. And now it's just known as Leon the Professional. So a Luc Besson movie. We've done some. We've liked some. We've not liked others. Lucy goes on one end. The Fifth Element on the complete other end. So this is known as one of, if not his best movies. So hopefully it falls more... I've seen it, but hopefully it falls more towards Fifth Element and not Lucy for you, Alex. But I'm interested in talking about that one. So yeah, that's what we got coming up.
Oh, all right. Rich, you seen The Professional?
Yes, I have. It's been a long time.
Okay.
Just off of what you remember. Yeah. Did you like it?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I really liked it.
Okay.
I will tell you this, Alex, to get excited for, okay? Jean Reno is the lead. A good actor. He's always solid.
Yeah.
Gary Oldman's the villain, and I promise you, you're going to love him. He's like one of the best villains. He's insane in this movie. And you have Natalie Portman, like 13 years old, I think she was. Yeah. 13. Yeah, kid Mango. Actor Natalie Portman, and she's actually really good. So just a couple things to, like, when you're watching it, to look forward to.
Okay. All right. I'm a little scared, but okay. You guys are going to follow us on social media. I'm just saying, because every time we do some Luis Bazan movies,
thinks of Lucy.
I think of Lucy, and I think of Transporter 2, 3. I think of
Remember the good times, like the Fifth Element.
I do. And like Transporter 1.
What?
Taken 1.
Like the Fifth Element? I'm glad we didn't have you on for that show. Would have to mute you.
That's interesting. We have to talk about that.
I've only seen it twice. And the second time, I don't think I finished it.
I've only seen it like 10 times.
Wait a minute. So you like Smoking Aces, but you don't like Fifth Element? It's kind of similar.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think it's the visuals. I don't think I like. Oh. I don't. It just bugs me. I don't like Chris Tucker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very Demolition Man, though. Like Judge Dredd, Demolition Man.
I would add in those categories. Yeah.
Yeah. Like if you. We look at it now. Yeah, sci-fi action. So I'm very interested.
Bruce Willis is great in that movie.
Oh,
Corbin Dallas.
Come on, baby.
Little Dallas Multipass. We have to do a redo of The Fifth Element.
I think so. That's my joint. Come on, baby. Corbin, baby.
Lost in Paradise. That movie's great. God. I'm going to watch that.
I like where he asks the guy to throw him the gun and he throw him the balls. The gay guy. That's too funny. But anyway. All right. With that said, guys, thank you so much for listening. If you guys want to follow us in our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Netflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Netflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie guys, head over to youtube.com/action movie guys. Subscribe. Leave comments on your favorite episodes. And then, of course, you can take us on the go with the Action Movie Guys podcast, available on all podcast platforms. And, of course, you can follow Geeks and Flicks on Instagram at Geeks the Letter N and Flicks. TikTok, also Geeks the Letter N Flicks. He is your host,
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Rich, thank you so much for sitting down for these two episodes.
Thank you for having me. It's always an honor. I always enjoy hanging out with you guys. You always make me laugh, so it's always worth the time.
You did a great job. I'm proud of you for writing down your numbers this time.
I didn't forget this time.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.